1, who he is and where he's from, the Zodiac Killer.
In the late 60s and early 70s, the Zodiac Killer terrorized North California. He was recorded to kill at least 5 people but claims to have murdered 37.
He is famous for the chilling notes and clues he left behind and how he wrote them. He wrote the clues but with zodiac signs. In San Francisco in 1969 is when the trauma began. This is when the Zodiac Killer made his first move. He would send creepy letters to San Francisco Examiner newspaper. That's what the company was called. He forced that company to put his shocking notes in the newspaper or else he would kill more people. Of course he still killed more people, but the company didn't want to take a chance. Police were having trouble trying to catch the Zodiac Killer.
Were there any suspects?
A man named Arthur Lee was a suspect because a man named Robert Graysmith who spent a decade researching the Zodiac Killer said he was one.
That's crazy. Did Robert Grayson know anything about the Zodiac Killer?
One of the reasons Graysmith thought he was the killer was because one day he told his family he was going scuba diving.
And he came back covered in blood. There was also a knife found in his car covered in blood.
Whoa.
I know, very suspicious, right? The crazy thing is, the day he came back covered in blood, a woman named Celia Shepherd was killed with a knife by the Zodiac Killer.
I guess it would only be right to assume he was the killer. Act 2, his crimes and clues.
This Zodiac Killer left notes, but in the form of Zodiac signs. The killer taunted police with his clever ways of clues. One time he sent an undercover message that said, "This is the Zodiac speaking. By the way, have you cracked the last cipher I sent you? My name is..." People still can't figure out what his name was. The code has still not been cracked.
Okay, I get that, but what did he do?
The Zodiac Killer murdered at least 5 people, but he claims to have murdered 37. He had said that he murdered more in one of his ciphers or coded notes.
What was the first murder?
His first attack was a couple by Lake Herman Road. They are 17 to 16 years old and named David Ernje and Betty Lou Jensen. They were shot in a parked car around 11 p.m., December 20th, 1968.
Who did he kill on his second murder spree?
His second kill was on July 4th, 1969 at a Blue Rock Spring Park. It happened around midnight. This area happens to be about a 5-minute drive from his first murder. He walked up to a car with a flashlight. He then shot the people in the car. There was a man and woman The man survived, yet his girlfriend perished. The man gave a description of the killer. The man named Miguel described the killer as a young white man with curly brown hair and a tall, stocky body. The police later received a call from the man claiming to be the shooter.
Then who did he kill after that?
His third prey was a couple. They were named Cecilia Shepherd and Brian Hartnell. They were having a picnic on the shore of Lake Borussia. They claimed they saw a man hiding behind a nearby tree and that he came out after hiding for a while. Brian and Celia claimed that the killer wore an executioner's hood and wore the Zodiac symbol. He had used a rope to tie them up and then brutally stabbed them. Brian was the only survivor.
Whoa, he was clearly a professional. 2 attempts. He's to come back when he gets better.
I think he's dead, yet I agree. Very sad.
Brian's description of the killer said that he was about 5'8 to 6 feet tall. He looked heavy and stocky. He weighed about 225 to 250 pounds, and he had dark brown hair. The killer left a message on the side of the car with all the 3 murder dates, and under the latest one, the words, "by knife."
Whoa, Brian's description is very similar to the one from the killer's previous attack. Didn't his fourth case take place at Washington and Cherry Street in a Californian intersection?
How do you remember those exact details, yet you don't know the murder? It starts with the taxi driver being...
Well, I know this. A taxi driver was then shot in the head by his passenger. The 3 other witnesses saw the man and described him about the same as the other victims. The police then reported him as an African-American male. This inquiry into was terrible. As the police were searching for an African-American male, a stocky white man with curly brown hair walked past the police cars.
You know what? Sorry, it's just, these police officers get it. Right, you could have caught the stinking Zodiac killer, but you had to forget your hearing aids, so you let a serial killer walk right past you. Kids, if someone in your family needs hearing aids, make sure they have them.
Yeah, I agree. This makes me think that it is kind of important, yes, classmates, important that you pay attention to your teachers, parents, classmates, and murder witnesses. Also, they hired anyone for the police in the 60s. They would probably hire a snail.
But snails are slow in both ways.
Exactly.
Okay, now where were we? Oh, right, after this case, the Zodiac Killer referred to this moment, making it very likely that the police came face-to-face with the infamous Zodiac Killer.
Chills. I bet when the police saw that they were felt really...
Oh, did you guys see Dumbo?
How is that relevant?
Anyways, drawings of the description were created and placed on wanted posters. There was then a Zodiac task force created to keep track of his killings. Now for the important part. A letter was then sent to the police. It had a cipher that read, "My name is..." The code has never been cracked.
Creepy. Why he did it, and theories of what the code meant or who he was. The Zodiac Killer mailed 3 different messages to 3 different newspapers on the same day with no return address. The messages were in code. The code was very hard to crack until Donald Hardin and his wife Betty sent the cracked code to the San Francisco Chronicle.
The letter read, "I like killing because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all. To kill something gives me the most thrilling experience. I, the best part is when I die, I will be reborn in paradise, and those I kill will become my slaves. I will not tell you my name because you will try to slow down or stop my collection of slaves for the afterlife."
Wow, that's really messed up. Like, since when were people you killed slaves?
Since, like, never.
Since the Zodiac Killer. It is believed that there was an original Zodiac Killer who killed in the first 3 attacks, but the rest after that were copycats. People think that Arthur Leigh Allen was the original Zodiac Killer, and Lawrence Kay, also known as Kane, was the copycat.
There was a lot of evidence suggesting that they both killed the people. First, the day of the Zodiac killing, Arthur told his family that he was going scuba diving in the river near the killing. They later found a knife matching the one that was used to kill the young couple in Arthur's car. Arthur was also told his friends to call him Zodiac before the Zodiac came out with that name. After raiding his house, they found a small mini fridge. Inside was cut up animals, bloody knives, and sexual devices. Moving on, in 1974, Arthur was sent to jail for 3 years and no letters were received. A detective also interviewed the only living person who survived the Zodiac attacks and was the only one who saw him without a mask picked Arthur's face out of all the people that were there.
Kane was suspected to be the Zodiac copycat. Kane was actually in a car accident that resulted in brain damage. One of his therapists even said that he might be losing the ability to control self-gratification. Darlin, who was attacked in one of the killings, had a sister that said Kane was her stalker. In 1997, Officer Don, who saw the Zodiac after the car shooting, said that Kane was the closest person ever any picture he's ever seen. A lady named Kathleen Johns and her baby hitched ride with the Zodiac Killer. They were the only survivors who spent a long time face-to-face with the killer. She was shown pictures of who the Zodiac Killer might have been. She picked out one person, Kane.
There was another suspect that we haven't talked about yet, Earl Vann Jr., was believed to be the Zodiac Killer also. The person who made this theory was Best's own son, Gary Stewart, but was soon out of the suspect list for many reasons, proving that he was not the killer.
And to this day, nobody knows who he really was. I'd like to say thank you to BuzzFeed Unsolved, Crime Museum, and many other sources for helping us out with figuring out who the killer was, the notes, and other things that we talked about. Thank you.